Howdy, Virgil, and good evening, everyone in Radio Land. How are you guys doing today?
Wow, what a game here at the Sandpoint Gymnasium.
Yeah, we've got a tough one here. Very different game than what we were seeing last night. Right now, the score coming in, we're in the second quarter with 6:41 on the clock. King Cove with a commanding lead at 32, Sandpoint with 13, and really the deciding factor has been the full court press. The speed that King Cove's playing with, even off of a night of sleep on the floor, is a big game changer. Right now, King Cove's got the ball. They will have a throw in on the baseline right in underneath their own basket. Connor Samuelson will get the ball. Wait, quick second by the referee. A little discussion between Troy Pogue and James Kogo, who are the referees for tonight's game.
Exciting game so far, folks. Congratulations to the rookies for another win over there. And we have a timeout by the T-Jacks here. Coach Randall Newman has a timeout on the floor over here, so they're a little slow down in chat, but it's been a great game so far, Austin. I know the T-Jacks, actually, they looked kind of slow the start of the very first start there.
The very beginning of it, yeah.
And they looked a little disjointed, but they certainly have found their groove. They've kept that full court pressure going. Haven't had to rely on the long bombs. They've been able to, in fact, I'd have to say that the Eagles have been rather off balance in their defensive mood. And on the turn, when they're bringing the ball back in, they've just not been taking care of their homework. So it's been a lot of loose balls that have been quickly picked up by the T-Jacks.
Yeah. Massive turnovers.
A lot of turnovers that they've been able to capitalize on. So, yeah, they certainly got a lot of hustle on the floor with the T-Jacks, and they're coming back to live action now. It's going to be a throw-in on the right side here. The T-Jacks have the ball, and here we go.
All right, that's Ian Samuelson with the ball. He's got took it in from the throw-in from Connor. On the right-hand side, Connor with the ball. He finds Ethan at the top of the three-point line. Alex guarding him very tightly. A good screen set up, and Ian gets a wide-open three-point shot way downtown. That is good for three. Colton Mack gets the throw-in now. He's got defenders all around, but he's able to weave his way through traffic. Met at the half-court line by Ian. Pass over to left-hand side where Alex Gilbert gets down to the post. Evan drop steps, spins, works his way around, puts up a prayer. Oh, just lingers on the rim and doesn't go down. Picked up by Levi Larson, who quickly finds Ian Samuelson. Another three-point shot. That gets hit by Jonathan Roeder on the floor. Picked up by number 42. That's Dylan Larson. That shot doesn't go in. Jonathan Roeder with the rebound. He finds Colton Mack. And now Colton Mack will take it over half court. Evan with the ball, drives into the paint, goes into the lane, puts up a layup, doesn't go in. Jonathan Roeder with the pickup on putback, gets fouled, trying to put it into the basket, and he'll go to the line for two. Another big thing to note here for those who aren't watching this is that Sandpoint's really playing like they have to go fast, fast, fast on their offense.
Yeah, and they really don't have to go that fast. If they just settle down and get in there, and that was a foul on Levi Larson reaching in. Great work. Evan Wilson there working on the left side, coming off the post, and John Roeder taking up position, getting the rebound, really working on that rebound this year for John Roeder. He gets slapped by Levi Larson, so he's going to have an opportunity here, and I think he's got two shots coming. He puts the first one up, and it clanks off the rim, so he's going to come back for one more.
Timmy Mack subbing in for King Cove. He'll tap in for number 42, Dylan Larson. Dylan making some great contributions as a freshman for the T-Jacks. Now the ball goes into the hands of Jonathan Roeder. He'll get his second of two attempts. 5:40 on the clock, 35 King Cove, 13 for Sandpoint. There's the second shot, and that one goes, finds the bottom of the net, and now 14 for Sandpoint. And here comes the T-Jacks. Ian finds Ethan on the left-hand side, cuts in. Connor Samuelson on the baseline, just outside the perimeter. Pass over to Ethan, who cuts down. Off the glass, doesn't go in. Off the hands of Jonathan Roeder and out of bounds. So a throw in underneath their own basket for King Cove.
Yeah, it's hands were going one way and feet the other, and it tapped out with his feet. But good press there. A lot of high jumps coming in there. And here's number 11, Ian Samuelson's got the ball. Kicks it over to Ethan Mack, back to Ian, and he puts it up and drops in just a little floater right off the base there. We're 14-37 in favor of the T-Jacks. Alex brings up the ball, kicks it across the court, finds Glenn in the far elbow there. Colton has the ball, settles across there at the top of the court, trying to bark out some orders, get this team to line up and go. Brings it down, weaves it through the paint, puts up a little teardrop runner, and drops it in off the glass for two.
Nice play by Colton. We saw a lot more of that last night, Colton being able to get into the lane and take it down. He's been a little more quiet tonight. Here comes the T-Jacks moving fast. Oh, Ian got the pass as he cut into the post. And he falls to the floor, a little bit too much pressure from the defense, and that'll be a foul on Sandpoint. I believe it's going to be eight fouls now in the second half for Sandpoint, so now this should be a one-on-one opportunity, but I don't think the referees are going to call it that.
They might now. They just got the notice here from the bench that coming in one-on-one from the scorekeeper. I think that foul's going to be on Alex.
So Jonathan Rauter got into some foul trouble pretty early on. He was a big factor in last night's game, playing heavy down low with the rebounds and the putbacks. I think that he had a career-high 25 points is what I saw. Very good stats for him. Ian Samuelson will go to the free throw line, puts up the first shot. That one does not go in. Rebound is picked up by Evan. He's tightly guarded by Levi Larson. Colton gets the ball.
Going to have a trip there. He was trying to go one way and come the other, and his foot just didn't get in the way and stuck out underneath there inadvertently. It wasn't a deliberate foul there, but foul nonetheless against Levi Larson.
So a throw in for Sandpoint underneath King Cove's basket. Evan with the ball looking for someone to get open. Colton finds it. They're able to get past the full court press a little bit better now. Colton weaves to the left, pulls back, though, goes outside the perimeter and to the top of the key. He's going to call out the play. Good for them to settle down and set up a play.
Absolutely. And they've been having trouble getting that ball in. And Colton weaves down, finds Jonathan in the post, and he puts it up and drops in for another deuce.
Yeah.
So slowly clawing their way back. It's 18-37 with 4:30 left here in the second quarter, the first half. Way downtown by number 20, Timmy Mack, but he hits iron, but it bounces up, and it drops in there with, looks like that was number 25, Connor Samuelson had that one. But they're working hard. Here comes the Eagles. They're trying to get back up. They've got John Rauter stymied in the back, and he gets some outlet help from Alex, who comes up, picks it up on the other side of the line. Colton has the ball. He's working off the top. Ian Samuelson is guarding him. John Rauter picks it up at the elbow, dishes down to the inside to Alex. Alex at the far corner, picks it back to Colton at the top. Colton settles him down. Coming walking around. Alex has got a little more wrestling moves out there than basketball yet.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal screen that Alex set there. Under pick on by Levi Larson on a slow pass to Glenn Krause. He takes it all the way. Doesn't make the layup, but rebound and tip up by Ian Samuelson. That is good for 2:41 now for King Cove.
Looks like we have a timeout over here by Brad Herndon, and he's getting the whole got a whole full timeout going. He's sitting some boys down going, what is going on out there, lads?
Yeah, this is a very different game, and, you know, just a couple differences from last night's game and today's game. Jonathan Rauter, not really a big presence down low like he was in the last game. Partially that has to do with foul trouble that he got into early. He wasn't really present in the first quarter. Also the fast break. It's just every single play they've done so far feels like they're trying to play a fast break even when it's not. They've settled down a little bit more, but still not able to get the ball down low where they have an advantage over King Cove. King Cove, on the other hand, playing a great game, fast basketball. You can tell that defensively they have Sandpoint where they want them.
They do. In fact, I can see why Sandpoint is feeling stymied that they've got to play fast break because that full court press is on so hard.
It's hard to come back from that when you're just
and if you don't figure out how to get your team and bulldoze your way through, you're going to try to run and gun, and if you're not set up to do that, you're just going to wear out. So here we go. It looks like it's going to be Sandpoint's ball.
Sandpoint wearing the home white tonight, and King Cove in their away gold. This will be the second of third games. The third one will take place tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the morning. And Alex Gilbert will have the opportunity to throw it in. He calls a play in the action, finds Colton, who takes it across half court, moves fast into the lane, but pulls back to the right-hand side of the perimeter and takes it to the top of the key. He now calls for the setup of the plane. At the half court line, Colton Mack being tightly guarded by Ian Samuelson, and he's got 3:23 on the clock. And five-second violation as Colton just didn't move forward.
He didn't move forward with the ball. The backcourt was shuffling back and forth trying to get guys in position, but Colton didn't make a move forward motion. He had too much time side-to-side dribbling. So ball comes back over, and quickly here come the T-Jacks.
Oh, and good steal by Colton Mack as a pass from Levi Larson to Ian gets intercepted, but there's a tip out of bounds off the hands of the T-Jacks. Good defense.
Of course, they did it right in front of the Eagles bench, and Evan Wilson was there quick to point it out. No, I was touched by gold, really.
Yep, it's been a very exciting match here, and got to say, T-Jack's playing a great game of basketball. Michael Herndon now, he passed it down to the right-hand side of the baseline to Alex, who quickly gets it back to Colton. And Colton will take it to near half court, calls for the play to set up. He finds Michael Herndon down on the right-hand side. Michael's running some tight defense from Timmy Mack, and there will be a foul as Timmy put a little bit too much contact onto
Michael.
Michael Herndon there.
Yeah, little arm slap there, trying to reach in, and Michael's hands were just moving too fast, and Tim couldn't back off.
One-on-one opportunity for Michael from the line now with seven fouls from King Cove. Again, the score, 41, King Cove, 18 to Sandpoint. And in the second half, the score has been mostly stagnant, really. Not a lot of action. The first quarter was just a runaway train for King Cove, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, the Eagles are going to have to really work hard to claw their way out of this one, and they're just going to have to steady up and work diligently. And here comes Michael Herndon. He's at the line, puts it up, little spin off the glass, and it goes in. So he was ready to head down for defensive position and had to stop as he got back to the line. Hey, that one went in, he said.
Yep, it counts off the glass. Good shot. Michael will get his second opportunity now. He takes his dribbles and lines up the shot. Puts it up high off the glass, off the front rim, down. Picked up by Connor Samuelson. And this time he finds, a little bit too much pepper on that one. It was going to Ethan Mack and just over his head and out of bounds, but it was the right move.
It was the right move. Ethan just kind of had the lead, and then he kind of held back, and he didn't quite get where the ball was intended to go, leading the pass there. So here comes Colton. He's trying to find his way in. He finds John Rodder, who dishes out front. Colton runs ahead, gets it on, bounce under Glenn Krause, up off the glass, doesn't get in. Jonathan Rodder tips it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to go Sandpoint, gives it away to the King Cove T-Jacks.
Yeah, and great job right there from Colton moving fast with Ian just playing great defense tonight. Here's Ian Samuelson with the ball. He takes it to the left-hand side and finds Connor, who quickly gets it back to Ian. Ian now being guarded by Colton, 2:30 on the clock. Connor puts up a shot from three off the front of the rim. Rebound by Colton. Colton moves the ball down half court, finds a breaking away Jonathan, but he's moving too fast, so he ditches outside the perimeter to Alex Gilbert for 3 points. 22 now for Sandpoint, 41 for King Cove. 2:18 to go in the half. And a pass to Ethan Owens gets intercepted by Alex, but Dylan Larson puts up a high shot off the back iron, rebound by Levi Larson, who himself puts up a high pass, and it finds its way over to Ian Samuelson. The T-Jacks will slow this ball down a little bit. Nice cut by Ian going towards the basket in the lane.
Ian.
That one off of Ian, but that was the wrong call there, but that's okay. This is the way it goes. That was T-Jack ball.
Yeah, Ian was in. Hey, that went off John Rodder, but ref didn't see it that way, so Alex has the ball. He's driving him. Nice screen there by John Rodder. Picks it up. Down over there to what a drive down the lane by Alex, and unselfish of him. He tips it off to Michael Herndon, and Michael drops it in for two. We're 24-41 with 1:47 left to go in the first half. Here comes Ethan Mack. He's taking the point out there. He dishes it off. Ian Samuelson has the ball. He's calling for the play. Ethan tries to step in. Alex steps around the corner. He gets a block on. Pitches down to number 42. Is in the green. Dylan Larson. Dylan has the ball. He pitches out. Almost lost to Ian Samuelson. Drives the lane. Puts it up at the corner. Puts it up and drops in an off-balance two-pointer. We're at 24-43 with a minute 20 left to go.
What a great basketball player.
Indeed. Here comes the Eagles. Colton has the ball. T-Jack's back up. Give him a chance. He gets across the line. We're down to a minute and 10 left to go. Colton's working on the ball. He's got to go forward, not side to side. He takes a step forward. He comes back. He's waiting for the play to set up. He finds Michael Herndon at the elbow. Michael dishes back off to John Rodder, top of the key. John tries to run in. He gets off balance, tripped up, gives it to Michael Herndon. It goes up off balance, hits the iron. Picked up by number 11, Ian Samuelson. And here come the T-Jacks. Down the side is Ethan Mack. He dribbles, cross-court pass, bounce underneath. He finds Connor Samuelson, who kicks it way outside. We're down to 44 seconds left to go. Commanding lead here, 43-24, in favor of the T-Jacks. Here comes nice up and down, not quite make it there by Dylan Larson.
That one.
Picked it up by a rebound by Michael Herndon, and here comes Alex looking for some help, and he finds Colton.
Colton Mack with the ball now at half court. He's got 24 seconds left in the quarter, so he's going to take his time, burn down the clock. Alex with a shot from the baseline for 3-0 off the back iron and the backboard. Rebound by Ian, who quickly finds Ethan, who drives the lane. Oh, beautiful job on the left-hand side. Puts it up. There's 10 seconds to go. Colton misses the pass from Johnson, who quickly he gets it back. They got 5 seconds. Tipped off the hands of Ethan. That'll be one more throw in for Sandpoint. They've only got 3 seconds to put it up.
Yeah, throwing in backcourt is going to be tough to get. But we've got a short timeout, half timeout called by Coach Randall.
Yeah, so with 3 seconds left to go, the score 45 for King Cove, 24 for Sand Point. And as they go into the half, obviously King Cove's going to have the lead, and there's going to be lots of room that Sand Point needs to do to get back into a place where they can even be a threat.
Yeah, they're still working on rhythm tonight, that's for sure. If this was dance class, as they used to tell me, said we're working on the waltz and you're still doing the foxtrot. So
yeah.
They're just not in sync with each other on the floor yet. They're working hard, a lot of effort on both teams out here, but the T-Jacks definitely are playing in sync. Their rhythm is up. And
it's a difference of team.
Yep.
I think that King Cove breeds a culture of team, and you can definitely see that. All right, 1 second to go. They got to put it up. Cohen does not have the time. He was looking for a play, and he did not get that one off in time. So with 0 seconds on the clock at the end of the first half, King Cove is feeling good going into the locker room. 45 for the T-Jacks, 24 for the Eagles. And, you know, as you go into the locker room, I know that King Cove's going to be feeling good, and the coach Brad Hearn for the Eagles, he's really got to talk to his team about kind of getting back to where they were yesterday in terms of just unity on the court, playing succinctly, and not, I think that maybe we saw last night was that they were relying a little bit too much on certain people having good games.
Yeah, and unfortunately I wasn't here to see it last night, but listening to the recap there, it was certainly an exciting game that they were playing. And as Coach Herndon would say, you know, during this a week and a half before game time, and he's got mainly freshmen on the floor for practices due to a lot of illness and injury, so it's really taken a toll at the start of this season here.
Sure has. Well, at the halftime, I got to take a second to say thank you very much to our sponsors here, our underwriting sponsors, Peninsula Airways in Sandpoint and King Cove, or Sandpoint and Cold Bay, I should say now, Grant Aviation in King Cove, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, Tell Alaska, all over Alaska. The King Cove Corporation and the Schumann Corporation have all made these broadcasts possible. Thank you very much to our sponsors. We've got 8:45 on the clock. Mr. Porter, we are going to send it back to the studio and give you a call back in 8 minutes.
Sounds good. I'll play some underwriting spots and hear from you in just a moment.
Virgil, we hear you, sir, and we are ready to go here into the second half. The score, 45 for King Cove, 24 for Sandpoint, and we are underway. King Cove with the ball. Ethan Mack finds Ian, and they move down the right-hand side. And tip out there by Michael Herndon, playing some good defense. Michael Herndon making some good contributions to the Eagles as a freshman. Excited to see what he has coming up ahead. Long shot by Ian. Oh, and he just
drained that bucket. My goodness.
And tight defense right there as Colton Mack gets shoved to the ground by Ian.
Yeah, Colton's going to have to go back and start wearing his wrestling knee pads here if he's going to keep playing down there in that rugby style of his. But he is so aggressive and quick moving around the floor, it's hard for other people to pick him up. But looks like the Eagles are going to have the ball on a throw in. John Rodder's got it, and everybody splits out. They're trying to get some distance there. The ball gets into Colton, and he's still being heavily pressured on the down low there by Ian Samuelson. Finally gets it across the line, and he's picked up right away there by
Levi Larson, but a good pass to Glenn Krause, who drives into the paint. Oh, his shot didn't go down. Rebound by the T-Jacks, but quickly stolen by Jonathan Rowder, who gets it back to Glenn, and Glenn puts it up for two, 26 now. And officially, Sandpoint is not being beaten by twice their score, which is good on the way back. Oh, but Ian, another shot from way downtown. That one doesn't quite make it. And Jonathan Rowder gets the board, and Levi Larson fights hard to get it back from him, but Jonathan, just so tall, he holds the ball literally and just stands there above everyone's head and gets fouled. And so that'll be a throw-in underneath the King Cove's basket for Sandpoint, 48-26. Jonathan Rowder will throw it in. He passes the ball to Alex, who moves very fast. Weaves past the defense.
Everybody
double dribble.
He's going, you can do that in wrestling.
Yeah,
but it's not wrestling, Alex. So he knew right away. He was switching hands, trying to get around a good pick set up there by Levi Larson at the half court. But here comes the T-Jacks right back, and Ian Samuels has got the ball. Picks it up, drives it down, kicks it outside, brings it to the middle of the lane. has the ball. It goes for twice, gets it knocked away, and picked up. Here comes Colton driving the right side, drives down the lane, dishes off to Michael Herndon, standing at the low post, and he pops it up for two.
And a great pass, great shot. Michael Herndon put in another 2 points on the board. And here's a tee, Jack. Timmy fakes out Colton, puts up a shot for three, doesn't go in. Glenn Krause wisely lets it go out of bounds, and that will be a throw-in at the baseline for the Eagles. Jonathan Rauter meets the referee to receive the ball, but full court pressure has been the name of the game for the King Cove's defense, putting great, great, great pressure. And there it is, another steal by Ethan Mack, who quickly finds Ian, bounces back to Ethan to Connor, who puts up a shot off the glass, good for two. That is an even 50 now for the T-Jacks, 28 for Sandpoint, with 6:44 to go here in the game. Jonathan Rauter looking for someone to get open. He's got nobody. Finds Michael, who gets it to Colton. Oh, Colton loses it. Picks it back up.
Tapped away there by Connor.
Way down. Nice spin. Up high off the glass. Down. Good for two. And 30 points now for the Eagles.
Nice posting there by John Rauter there, playing the low post there. And
really
he picked up
game.
The... picked it up, but they're just killing him there. Lum comes long arms from Michael Herndon. He taps it up, recovered by the T-Jacks. Put up from the three-point, comes down. Glenn Krause picks it up on an air ball. He comes out from underneath the basket. He's looking for some help. Triple team. The ball comes up way high. Picked up by Colton. He drives down, pushes Connor up the line. Takes a look at the three-pointer. He puts it up off the glass, doesn't get it. Michael's there, puts it behind. Here comes a long outlet. Picked up there by Levi. But he's going to have a travel and a double dribble. There we go. We got a double dribble on Levi Larson. He was trying to move around, getting the ball up in the air. Turnover coming. Now it's now 30-50, 20 points behind. Colton dishes off to John Rauter. Colton drives up the sideline. He's got all the way to the backcourt. He runs up with a running one. Teardrop. Floats it in off the top. Puts it in for two. We're 32-50. We're 5:47 in the third period here. T-Jacks have the ball. Picked up. Nice little run in by Ian Samuelson. He takes the ball, lifts it up high, puts it off the glass, drops it in. They're still got the full court pressure on. He gets over to John Rauter. John Rauter teardrops back over to Alex. Alex loses it on a foot race. Now they got a wrestling match. They're going for a rollover and a pin. Great cover up there by Ethan Mack. And,
Ethan and Alex,
and they've been wrestling and playing together here for the last month, it seems like. So
that's definitely felt like second nature for those two.
Yeah, guys. I mean, Ethan had the ball covered up, and Alex just swung to the right side here. He's going to do a rollover and pin on the court here, but here comes the Eagles have the ball. Colton has it at the top. He takes it back. He's looking around. He's being guarded by number 11, Ian Samuelson.
Ooh.
Colton loses it.
Way of keeping the ball.
He brings it to the top of the three-pointer and brings another three right at the top. We're at 35-52.
And slowly but surely, the Eagles are definitely clawing their way back into this. But here's, it will be interesting to see what happens with the time that they have. Here's Ian with a three-point shot, and he quickly answers Colton's three-point from the baseline. Jonathan Rutter looking for Colton. He finds him, who drives quickly in, looking for help. He gets it from Glenn. Glenn puts it up off the post. He's got a defender in front of him. Timmy Mack gets the rebound off that shot. Quickly moves it down court. Oh, but he loses control. Falls face first into the floor. Colton there to pick it up. Nice play. Oh, and impossibly.
Backhanded, upside down, underhand flip. We're at 37-55, 4:28. Here comes a T-Jack. Put up a three-pointer, air ball all the way over the top. That was a bad call by Timmy Mack. Here comes Colton. He's got the ball. Finally dug it out. Got some breaking room there. The T-Jacks are back on defense. Colton drives in the top of the key. Puts it up. It's swatted away. He gets his own ball back. Puts it up. Can't get it. John Rodgers there. Gets up. There's a third try. Fourth try. It ends up down there with Timmy Mack, and he pushes it ahead to Levi Larson. Levi Larson comes down. Can't quite get it. There's going to be a collision, and I think there'll be a foul on John Rauter.
I'm interested to know how many fouls that will be for Jonathan Rauter. He's already at least at three, maybe four. And, yeah, it might be four fouls for Jonathan there with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll see. Yeah, Glenn subbing out right now on the Eagles side. Evans coming in, and Abraham coming in for the Eagles as well. He'll be replacing Michael Herndon. They're going to choose to keep Jonathan Rauter out on the court. And there's a timeout being called, a full timeout being called. This might be another opportunity for them to sub out Jonathan, who probably should go and sit down for a few minutes and wait this one out so he can play a little bit in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, good return from the half for the Eagles. They were definitely being steamrolled in the first half. They slowed it down a little bit in the second quarter, and now they're clawing their way in a little bit, but the T-Jacks are not giving them much of an opportunity.
No, it was nice to see the Eagles definitely set up a strong defensive core that was forcing the T-Jacks to take a look at a lot of outside shots. They weren't giving them free access to get those quick balls in off the drive in the paint, so they set up a lot of good defense on the halftime there. The Eagles got a break, and the T-Jacks are working that long ball down, and you know, you do that long ball enough, sometimes they work and sometimes they bounce in the wrong way. So that's kind of been the story, the change here in the half. But we're going to see. We're at 37-55. We're 4:01 to go here in the third quarter. And it's going to be Levi Larson coming to the line.
He's got a two-shot opportunity here from the line. Levi doing a great job so far this season. Coming in here, I believe Levi is still a junior. Yep, so he's got one more year ahead of him. Definitely going to be one of the big leaders on the team next year. He gets the ball from the ref, puts up that first shot, and it goes down.
Nice backspin on the ball there.
Yep, good improvement that he's made in the offseason. Levi will get the ball again. 56 now for King Cove, 37 for Sandpoint. 4:01 to go in the third quarter. Levi with the second shot, and that one goes down too, so it makes it 57 for the T-Jacks. Here's Colton Mack with the ball. He moves it down quickly, pulls back to the half-court line, looks for the setup. Sometimes you wonder, with the way Colton's moving, if he really is able to see the play setup. He's moving back and forth so much. Nope, drives down into lane, pulls back, fadeaway jumper. It sees the bottom of the net, though. That's good for 2:39 now for the Eagles, but here comes the T-Jacks really fast. Oh, Timmy Mack goes coast-to-coast and draws a foul from Alex Gilbert. That one's going to be good and one opportunity from the free-throw line. And, you know, he just blew past the Eagles. They just did not have the transition game in effect when he came in and just caught looking, trying to compensate, and you get that foul when he's going for the layup.
Yeah, that was a not a good foul by Alex. It was just one out of frustration because somebody's coming by so quickly, and he puts that one up, and it drops it in. I'm not sure if he was blowing the smoke off of his hot pistol there, but I think he was just calling the defensive play, but he's back, and here comes Colton. He's over the half court.
Yep, here comes Colton back on the baseline now. He puts up a shot. That one is
three-pointer
good.
Goes three in, points. And he drains it from the far right-hand corner.
Good shot by Colton there. And here comes Ian Samuelson for the T-Jacks. He's going to move it over. Gets the right-hand side. Timmy Mack passes back to Ian. His layup does not go down. Fight for the ball. Levi throws it in. It's going to go out of bounds, though, off the hands of the T-Jacks, and that will be possession for the Eagles. Alex Gilbert will throw it in now deep in Eagle territory, but no pressure on this throw-in. They've been able to get past the full court a little better here in the second half, and that's definitely been a big component to the Eagles being able to not lose ground and even gain some ground.
Yeah.
Colton driving into the paint. Oh, beautiful layup, and it's good for two. Ian Samuelson responds quickly, though. Ethan on a cherry-pick pass. Nice shot off the glass for two. You got to transition a little bit faster. That's how Alex Gilbert made at least 10 points yesterday, was those cherry-pick passes. We haven't seen a single one of those in this game. That's been a good defensive adjustment that the T-Jacks made.
Indeed. Here comes...
Pass by Evan to Abraham. Gets lost. Picked up by Timmy Mack. He's got Colton all over him. But what a great control of the ball. And that's 64 now for the T-Jacks. 43 for the Eagles. T-Jack's kind of running away again now.
Indeed. Yeah, we've got Evan out there and Abraham Bravo, and they're working it, trying to get Abe some playing time. John Rotter has it, puts it up, takes a little running drive, gets his own rebound, puts it up on the backside, and he drops it in for two.
Yeah.
So we're 45-64. Here come the T-Jacks. Here comes Ian. He brings it up, settles it down. Kicks it over there to Timmy Mack. Timmy's driving around the top. He looks at a three. He kicks it out to Ethan. Ethan over to Ian Samuelson for a three. Off the iron. Colton picks it up. He's going to be chasing behind. He slows up, turns around, gets some space. The T-Jacks are putting in a better little zone defense instead of that man-to-man pressure coming off. Colton runs down, drives the lane, puts up a little floater, doesn't make it in. Ian picks it up. He's dribbling down. Alex got him on the guard. Ian brings it over the half court. He's taking it over to the right side. He finds Timmy Mack. Timmy puts it up long, can't get it. Evan can't quite save it.
And
runs back. Levi's got it back in there and puts it back up. There's going to be a reach-in foul by Alex. He was going left, going right, and that arm just slammed the guy coming
contact
in.
Right there. Good job by Connor Samuelson with great hustle. Connor Samuelson, without any doubt, one of the most hustling players on the court any game. He's always going after that loose ball. We got a bunch of substitutions now. Number 11, Ryder Gunnarsson, will come in. Number 12, Michael Herndon, will come in. And Abraham Bravo and Evan Wilson will both sit down. Number 42, Dylan Larson, will come in. He will replace Timmy Mack. And we have a throw-in right now for the T-Jacks underneath their own basket. Connor with the ball. He gets a handoff from the referee just under 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Levi Larson with it. He finds Ian Samuelson near half court. Ian, with no pressure, just stands around and burns the clock. Colton applies some pressure. Pass to Connor. Now back to Ethan. Now to Ian. Pass goes high, but he's able to maintain control. Pass back to Ethan on the right-hand side. Around the horn to Connor. Connor looking for some help. He gets it from Ethan, who's back at half court. Good job burning down the clock by the T-Jacks. Connor with the ball, being guarded by Michael Herndon. Here's Ian now. We got under a minute. And Ian to Connor. Connor finds a Levi Larson at the top of the post. Now to Ethan, just playing pass around, burning down the clock. Connor Samuelson with the ball. Down to Levi. Levi on the baseline. He drives to the other side. But he loses control, and Ryder picks it up. He finds Colton Mack. Colton would pass it down low, where Alex Gilbert and Jonathan were both going for it at the same time. They weren't able to figure out who was going to pick up the ball. It goes
That's because Ethan Mack was standing right where he's supposed to be, and
yep.
deflected that right out of the way. Nobody wanted to hit Ethan to get picked up for a...
some good disruption.
And that gold player was standing right there and knocked them right off their game. So, yeah, it's easy to practice with five. It's a lot tougher to play with ten sometimes. So
yeah.
They're definitely coming on. They got to hand it to the T-Jacks. They move that ball forward, then they bring it back out. So they're just moving that ball around. A lot of good ball handling. And the Eagles just aren't ready to come up and commit it. We got...
picks are really effective that the T-Jacks are playing here. They're really able to get someone open. Oh, but there's a pass that almost gets lost by Dylan Larson, and he picks it up, though. And the next pass by Connor almost gets lost, too. But he gets a shot off just as time expires in the third quarter. Doesn't go down, but the King Cove T-Jacks maintain a solid lead. They are ahead by 19 points, 64-45, as we enter into the fourth and final quarter of this contest. 2 of 3. Tomorrow we will have a third match at 10 a.m. here. I'm not exactly sure what time they'll play over in King Cove. Maybe it's 10 o'clock as well. But, we decided if this is going to be a rubber match event, we will broadcast it here at 10 a.m. from Sandpoint. So, Mr. Morgan, I believe I will see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll be here. And don't forget, there's no school over here, so you might as well come on down and enjoy the game.
All in sick. No one will know.
That's right.
Not like this is a...
Well, it is a teacher's work day, so I'm sure that we'll have at least 7 teachers in the stadium. So you might as well come down and a good time to fellowship with the teachers and the students. What a great way to kick off the Christmas break over here. And the T-Jacks and the Eagles have fought some really good games. Here comes a throw-in comes, and Ian Samuelson has the ball, and he's bringing it up. Closely guarded there by Colton Mack, who's reaching in, and Alex is on the floor, and he's picked up number 20, Timmy Mack. Timmy's got the ball, a little double team going on there. They're trying to reach in. They're pressuring him. They're trying to work a little harder. Really encouraged by the Eagle bench here to get him in there, trying to count that 5 seconds.
Better hustle by the Eagle.
Oh, we got a timeout being called over here by the Coach Randall.
For a long time, trying to get the attention of the referee.
Could get anybody to... come back and talk to him.
Yep, so timeout being called there by Coach Brando. There's much more activity now from the standpoint. They were definitely just slowing the defense as we ended the third quarter, getting an opportunity for some fresh legs. Want to take a quick second, though, to thank our supporters for this broadcast. Peninsula Airways and Sandpoint and Cold Bay, Grant Aviation and King Cove, the Copper Whale Inn and down in the heart of downtown Anchorage, doing a great job down there, and thank you for your sponsorship. Telalaska, the King Cove Corporation, thank you so much for helping make these broadcasts possible, and of course the Schumigan Corporation, always a great partner of this radio station. These companies have helped make these broadcasts possible. Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah, you know, when you're out there doing business with them, be sure you tell them thanks for helping sponsor these games. We enjoy coming down and calling them for you, and I know you enjoy listening to them. Shout out to you fine folks over there in King Cove. King Cove has the ball. They're trying to run around. What an open dagger there. Great pitch. Ethan was able to find his way down the baseline and pick up a running dagger. We got another.
And that was an amazing pass right there because Ethan was just running down. He crosses over to the other side of the basket, gets it, and pretty much just behind the head puts it up, and he was moving so fast. Great look from Ian, too. Here's Colton Mack with the ball. We've got 7:19 to go in the game, and Colton's going to walk it past half court. He finds Ryder Gunnarsson on the left-hand side, who quickly gets it back to Colton. Good to see Ryder here as a freshman. Colton Mack now looking for the play to set up. He moves forward. Players are now in motion. Alex Gilbert with it. Fakes a pass to the left. Goes right to Colton. Colton looking for the play to set up. He gets a pick from Alex. Drives to the left. Pulls back. He's got Ethan guarding him tight. Fadeaway jumper doesn't go down. Jonathan gets a rebound, and I think that's going to be an and one right there. Count the basket as he gets fouled on the putback. So that should be 2 points, I believe. Yep, 47 now, and that should be a shooting foul, but they're going to call it a throw-in foul. Nope. I think they're getting their attention. The table, a couple missteps here. I think they're going to call that a shooting foul.
We had one ref going to the table, the other ref starting the game.
Hanging the ball off to the pass, yeah.
And it's kind of like playing football, you know. We keep running that guy down until the whistle blows. And you give a high school kid the basketball, and he's going to put it in play.
So some discussion from the referees here and the table, deciding, I believe, what they're going to do with that last play. But the score is 66 for King Cove, 47 for Sandpoint. So pretty much where we were at the beginning of the fourth quarter, 19 points separating these two teams, and that's pretty much where it's been for the second half.
Yeah, King Cove got a commanding lead there. They got a big jump halfway through the first quarter, and then they just kept building on to it through the second quarter and the third quarter. So they've been holding steady. We've seen a small change in the T-Jacks, where they're working on setting up plays, and they're not so quickly to get down and pull the trigger. So that's kind of helped the Eagles stay at in the 19, 20 points back. There goes John Rotter. He puts up the first one, and it drains all the way down. So now we have
They're calling this a one-on-one opportunity, but it is not, in fact, a one-on-one opportunity. Now they count the basket, so I think we're going to have a discussion. Yeah, throw in now.
I think it's just a throw in, but they started to play when everybody was back, and there wasn't even enough T-Jacks up there to do the throw in.
Full court now from the Eagles. Good to see this as a change, but Ian's able to quickly get past, and he finds a much more energetic Eagle defense. Oh, but there's that same sub going down the baseline. Ethan Mack gets the pass at the bottom and just puts it back. They're going to have to watch out for that.
Yeah, they've done it two different ways now. They've bunched everybody up in one corner, and he ran behind the screen, and this time they all spread out, and he did the same thing. So they're going to have to really start watching that. Dale Ryder was able to hang on to that. They were timing that pass, but it disrupted him enough. And here comes Ethan Mack. He drives the lane. He puts it up.
And
he's going to get one more, and I think that's going to be a foul on Colton, who was tangled up as he went up in the air. But Ethan got a hold of that ball, and he's just a freight train when he gets going. He's not backing up for nothing.
Yeah, Ethan is definitely a force to be reckoned with. He's one of those guys who just knows how to get the ball into the basket. You know, he can do it from a bunch of different positions, a bunch of different ways, and he just, you know, he's a very versatile player. His shot from the free throw line does not go in. Soaring rebound from Jonathan, and Levi Larson trying to box out on that one's going to get a foul.
Yeah, he did more than box out. He stepped into John's path when John was coming down, and he ends up on the floor.
Yeah, it's hard because you're trying to box out there, but the guy jumps on you, and so when you're boxing him out when he's in the air, that quickly turns into a foul situation, but it wasn't originally that way when you moved in to box him out.
Yeah, it's got to be so careful when you got somebody as tall as John, you're a little bit shorter, you got to watch where you're stepping because he's vertical. He still owns that space underneath.
Exactly. John
has the corner. Abraham's at the top, pitches back to Colton on a long three. He puts it up and drains that one.
Nothing but out of the net.
51-70.
19 points between these two teams once again. Let's see if we got 6 minutes to go. That is enough time for Sandpoint to close if they can do some magic here. Michael Herndon picked up a step. That's going to be a travel. Yep. He took a little extra hop there as he got the ball. He had defenders all around him, and he was looking for a pass. So another turnaround there. Turnovers have been a huge factor this game from Sandpoint.
That actually is a benefit to the Eagles to have the travel because it was ripped out of his hands right as he was traveling, and he was standing under the bucket. Ooh. So, Abram is up in the air.
And
he's going to get a call for a little push off there as he was pushing
Abraham,
Levi.
Well, this is a new change to the game, too, and that should not be a shooting opportunity. Levi goes to the line. Yeah, it's going to be a throw-in. You cannot do arm checks now, and that is a big change. The contact has to be minimal. You have to get in front of him, and Abraham was definitely losing his position, trying to get in the lead defensively. So throwing underneath their own basket for the T-Jacks. Connor finds Ian on the baseline there. He quickly moves up towards half court, finds Ethan. Ethan down low. Yep, there's that bottom pass. They've got to be quicker on the defense here, but they're getting a screen that opens the door for someone to go down low, and then they just pass it up top. They've been doing it all for the last fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's the fourth in a row, and it's just a
We
have a timeout by the Eagles.
Call a timeout here to go ahead and discuss with them how they can do this. I haven't seen the play at the top because you're watching the ball, but I believe they're catching a screen that allows the offensive player to go down low because every single time the defense for the Eagles is just trailing behind trying to catch up with the guy who's open on the baseline.
Yeah, it's the classic. You watch any of the players or just even any of the training manuals and you start moving that ball and every time you pass the ball, you break in another direction, and that's all they're doing. It's just a real simple three-man weave, except you're running the ball, and someone is always breaking in the other way, and pretty soon the open guy is open.
Yeah, doing a good job. Great defense, great offense from the T-Jacks. Good effort also by the Eagles. They're coming along a lot stronger here in the fourth quarter. Colton Mack's going to throw in the ball. He's at the sideline. Gets the ball from the referee. Play goes into action. He easily finds Alex, who quickly hands it back to Colton. He drives into the lane. And off the back iron, that layup does not go in, but Johnny puts it up, and that's good for two on the putback. Great shot. 53 now for the Eagles, 72 for the T-Jacks. Ian Samuelson moves the ball quickly over half court, gets it to Timmy Mack. He's at the top of the three-point line. Oh, but intercepted,
nice
passed
in
by
Michael.
Yep, and Dylan Larson gets aboard, but there's Michael again picking it up, and a trip as Michael was going back for the ball that he knocked out. He was tripped up by Dylan Larson on the floor. And that will be a foul on the T-Jacks. Throw in on the sideline for the Eagles, and Alex Gilbert will take this one.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, a lot of hustle back there. And you know, that's just how it goes. You don't always get the interception on the first pass. We get it bobbled up, and it gets the rhythm disrupted, and here we come. Alex has it at the far corner, dishes back to Colton. Colton's working back around to the top of the key. He's trying to get something set up. We have John Rotter, Alex, Abe Bravo. Here comes John Rotter out at the elbow. He's taking a look. He dribbles. He drives the lane. He comes in. He's keep control of the ball. He puts it up. He gets it off the glass, and he finally gets it to go in.
So tall.
So tall, and he's not moving those feet underneath there, so no traveling. He just has enough length and stretch to reach around and keep moving.
He trained so hard to be a ball handler, and he's getting better and better. Timmy Mack got the ball for the T-Jacks, tightly guarded by Alex. He gets past Alex, though, and drives the lane. Puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Rebound three, T-Jacks fighting for it. Timmy Mack puts up a second attempt, and it does not go down. And Jonathan Roeder fighting so hard, he ends up on the floor with the ball rolling on the top of his head. Great effort from Jonathan.
Absolutely.
That's going to go out of bounds off of him.
And you really got to appreciate that from John Roeder.
As he's smiling really, on the ground, too.
Yeah, but he's really picking up the intensity of going, I'm going to own this ball.
Yeah, and he's really growing into his body, becoming much more comfortable with himself and doing a really good job out there. Timmy Mack, fresh off of a Mount Edgecombe experience. He's back in King Cove and doing great things, making great contributions. Oh, but Alex Gilbert just slams the ball on the pass and just sends it right back against the wall.
Great vertical leap by Alex there. Timing
fast
that.
Reflexes.
He's just bouncing up high.
Yeah, quick draw there. Timmy Mack's going to get the ball again. He calls a play in action. He's looking for it. This time we get some almost a fumble there as Ian and Connor both go for the ball. Ian gets it. And he throws it. Oh, and Alex with a foul. He's not happy about that call. Ian on the ground, and there was almost a turnover against the T-Jacks, but Alex fouls. They're going to call that a foul against Alex because he kneed against Ian, I guess, is what this call is. And that will be a throw-in on the sideline. The score was 4
That's five fouls for Alex.
Oh, no, five fouls for Alex, so he's out of the game. Good job by Alex. They're going to have 4 minutes to go in this game. The score is 72-55, so Sandpoint closing the gap a little bit. We'll see who subs in here with these foul-out situations. The bench, a deep bench, but a very young bench for Sandpoint this year.
Yes, indeed.
All freshmen.
And we have Joseph Ortega is coming on the floor here. He's going to replace Alex.
He's waited his whole life for this moment.
Yeah. Of course, he's got a lot of energy and pizzazz, but he's giving up a lot of heights right now. He's got the dubious job of guarding Timmy Mack.
Great job. As Abraham just dropped
the
ball down low.
Here comes Michael Hearns. Got it. He passes over, but he's ripped out of there by
Timmy's
number 10.
Timmy's on the floor. And they're going to they call that whistle. That wasn't. Timmy's on the floor holding his face hard. He's feeling it heavy. And he's going to sit down right away. There was a similar situation that happened yesterday as Timmy ran into one of his own players and ended up with another face, heavy shot to the face. So that basket will not. Brad comes over to talk to the referee and technical on Brad Herndon. And so Brad Herndon will not be able to stand for the rest of the game with just under four to go. Wasn't happy about a certain call from the referees. Goes over there and says a little bit more than he should probably.
And
yeah, I love it getting from Troy Pogue, one of your fellow coworkers.
Yeah.
That's going to make for interesting coffee talk tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's nice to see that this is the game, and so we've got Ian Samuelson's going to take the...
two shots with no one around him. He puts it up there, and his first shot goes down. He'll get one more opportunity. 73 now for King Cove now. He gets one more shot, and that one will go down, and T-Jax will get the ball. Not exactly sure what caused the tension there. You know, Timmy took a tough hit, took a while for them to catch up to it and blow the whistle to stop the play so he could get off and rest a little bit. I could see both coaches weren't happy about the situation. I'm not sure why.
Timmy's got a little ice pack going to the eye and the face there. You know, we didn't see exactly what happened, but there was a big scrum going for the ball. Here comes the T-Jax. Ian's got the ball. He's driving around. He finds Ethan. Ethan's looking for some help. He puts a great lob in over the top, and it's picked up there by Connor. Connor's in trouble. Down on the floor is Dylan Larson.
Yeah, so there's a pickup there. It's going to be, you know, just possession really being controlled heavily. The turnovers were a big factor last night, too, and they were a huge factor in this game as well. And this time there was a much more detrimental component to the turnovers. And there's a buzz. One-on-one opportunity.
Now I see why his things are getting straightened up. Matthew Bravo is in down there working the buzzer in there, and he's getting the coaches and the refs straightened out as to what's what. So he signaled that one, and that's a one-on-one foul opportunity there. And so we've got number 42, Dylan Larson, is up at the line getting a one-on-one opportunity there. But Matthew Bravo is in helping out at the bench. Dylan puts one up. It's off the rim.
Picked up by Michael.
Michael Herndon has it. Dishes off to Colton. Colton's bringing it across. We got 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here. Joseph Ortega long from the three. He puts it up and drops a rock. Well, when you're that giving up in height, you got to have that long-distance bomb that goes in and it'll make those guys think more of you next time.
And Joseph practiced so hard. But here it is down the baseline. Levi Larson spins around. Great hook shot. Good for two.
Absolutely no one there defensively for that inside post there for the T-Jacks. Here Colton has the ball. Colton's driving up. He drives out. Joseph looks at another three. Colton takes another look. He puts it up off the glass. Comes back down. There's a scrum on the ball. Abraham had the ball, and it went over there. Of course, the Eagles bench is trying to call. The players are up. It looks like the Eagles are going to control the ball. We have a sub coming in. We've got
Timmy
Mack coming back
Dylan.
In, and Dylan's going to sit down for a minute. Timmy's eye is better, so that's good to see.
Yeah.
Colton has the ball. He's going to try to find his way in.
Yep, he throws in underneath his own basket, finds Michael Herndon, who quickly hands it back off to Colton. And Colton will take it to the top of the half-court line. Not a lot of pressure against Ian. Ian more than happy to burn down the clock. He meets Colton, though. Colton gets a good screen from Jonathan, goes into the paint. Jump shot, doesn't go down, rebound by Ethan. Fight for the ball, but Ethan maintains control and hands it off to Ian Samuelson. 2:45 to go here in the game. T-Jax with the ball, another pass down low to a wide-open Connor. Michael Herndon doing a great job fighting for the ball, and we're going to have a jump ball there as both players fall to the ground in their attempt to get it.
Yeah, Michael just showed some quick reflexes. It was a great pass in, and Connor was able to control the ball, but as he went up for shooting there, Michael was able to pop it loose, and so the turnover goes, rolled out of bounds. It's coming back the Eagles' way. We're 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. It's 58-76. John Rotter has it. He's looking for some help. Pitches it all the way back out. Colton Mack has it. Finds Abram. Abram drives down to Joseph.
Colton for three. Does not go in. Rebound by Timmy Mack. Timmy Mack with the ball. He gets it over to Ian Samuelson. 2:15 to go here in the game. And Ian will walk it down past the half-court line. He finds Timmy. Another wide open Ethan Mack. These guys are just running the baseline, getting open every single time for nice, easy shots below the basket.
Yeah, nobody's moving with the defenders.
Yeah, so it's... The man-to-man really would be a big difference there. So here comes Colton Mack with the ball. He looks for the motion, finds Abraham on the right-hand side, and Abraham Bravo to Johnson, who drives in on the post, spins around, puts it up. Oh, all around, does not go in. Rebound by Ethan Mack and picked up, who passes over to Ian Samuelson, and Ian with 90 seconds to go, we'll get Timmy Mack. And Timmy Mack, they're just going to try to burn down this clock here and end the game.
Yeah, nice move, though, by John Rodgers. He had the ball. He dribbled in, and the defenders collapsed one side, and he was able to pivot to the next and drive right in.
Oh, good.
But there goes Ian Samuelson.
Ian Samuelson picks up the speed really fast, starts out slow, and is able to burn past the defense. Colton Mack will try to get a few more points on the board. He drives into the paint, dishes off to Michael. Michael puts up a shot. He's going to get fouled as he tries to make that one.
Yeah, he'll Timmy slapped that one on the hand.
Yep, so two from the line for Michael Herndon.
Looks like we've got Ryder coming in, replacing Abe Bravo.
Yep, with 111 on the clock, 80 for King Cove, 58 for Sandpoint. And King Cove able to extend their lead by a few more points here as we wind down the game. We'll see if Michael Herndon can't bring it within 20 points now. Abraham Bravo is back on the court. Looks like they were not ready for that substitution yet.
Nope. Ryder came off, and Abe was still sitting, so he's back on the floor. At least we got five whites on the floor. Michael puts the first one in, and it drops down.
Yep. Substitution now is allowed. Abraham will sit down. Ryder will come in. And 59 for the Eagles. Again, 80 for King Cove. Michael Herndon for his second of two attempts here. He'll take his dribbles and put up his shot. Off the back iron and down, good. Just sinks right in there.
Well, it's a good thing he's got that backspin because it goes up and just hits the iron and hangs there for a second and rolls in there. So here comes. Oh, nice little bump away. Pick back up.
Timmy drives into the paint. Oh, wow. Dominantly puts it up. That does not go down, though. Timmy with the ball, though. Nice rebound by the Eagles, rather the T-Jacks. And that's going to be a foul against Ryder Gunderson, I believe, as looked like, yeah, there was a lot of movement there as the T-Jacks were moving the ball in, and just before the travel was called, there was a foul by Ryder Gunderson, and that will be 1-1 from the line for the T-Jacks. With just under 1 minute to go here in the second of three matches, again, tomorrow, 10 a.m., we will be on the air listening as, or tune in to watch the third game here, King Cove for Sandpoint. And that first shot does go in, and that will be one more opportunity for Timmy Mack. 81 for Timmy. All right, and the player is set back up in the post. And the pass in from the referee goes to Timmy. He takes his time, gets his composure, puts up a shot. That one doesn't go in. Michael Herndon with a good rebound. He finds Colton, gets over to the right-hand side, drives into the lane, puts up off the glass, doesn't go in. Nice soaring rebound by Jonathan Roeder.
Great trailing stay there by John Roeder to come in and just keep moving to the glass.
Good job there. Here's Ian Samuelson moving quickly. He finds Timmy Mack. Pass around the horn to Ethan. 34 seconds to go. Ethan hands it off to Timmy. Timmy brings over the right-hand side, down to Levi Larson, back outside to Ian. And just playing pass around here with 26 seconds to go. Ethan Mack with the ball. He is guarded by Ryder. Ryder puts his hand on it. Now Ethan almost pitched away by Colton, but it goes to Ian. Levi Larson on the bottom post. High pass to Connor. Puts up off the glass. Oh, doesn't go in. Fight for the board. Saved by Michael. Goes to Connor. Under 10 to go here in the game. The hands, ball's in the hands of Ian. Now over to Timmy. Eagles doing a good job. Oh, not a travel, but they put it up there, and there's the buzzer. End of the game. The final score, 81 for the King Cove T-Jacks and 62 for the Sandpoint Eagles. Heavy, heavy domination by the T-Jacks tonight. And very different game than what we saw last night. It'll be interesting to see how they come to the game tomorrow, what both teams will take away from this matchup, and what we will see happen at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun to come back in here in the morning. Hope you guys can come down and join us here. Lots of room in the stands, and I'm sure we'll get one more shout-out here to the sponsors for making this all happen on the airwaves here. So.
Yep. Again, thank you so much. Peninsula Airways, Grand Aviation, Copper Whale Inn, Tel Alaska, King Cove Corporation, and the Schumann Corporation, thank you for your sponsorship. And with that, we will send it back down to the studio. Mr. Virgil Porter, do you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear, Mr. Austin. And
all right.
Thank you for the coverage. It was excellent.
We always appreciate being down here, don't we?
Amen.
All right. Have a good night. We will talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
Be safe, Pastor Scott. Later, Austin. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then. Bye-bye.